Chapter 8. Mina, you will wait here. You're our star and hope. The men will hunt Count Dracula, said Van Helsing. The men went to Carfax. They took holy water and crosses to protect them. Dracula was not at the chapel. It smells terrible, whispered Quincy. There were 29 boxes of earth in the chapel. Rats began to fill the chapel. The men were scared. They ran out of the chapel and went back to the asylum. Van Helsing asked, Can I talk to Renfield? Dr. Seward took Van Helsing to see Renfield. Renfield was angry. I won't tell you anything. You'll die. I won't let you hurt the master, Renfield said. Mina was very worried. She woke up one night. She heard Renfield making strange noises. Mina's window was open. I definitely closed it, she thought. She got out of bed and went to the window. She saw a white streak. It came towards the asylum. She went back to bed and fell asleep. When she woke up again, there was a white cloud in her room. I can see a face in the cloud. It's just a dream, she thought. Jonathan found 12 of the boxes of earth. They were in 2 houses in London. 9 boxes of earth were in a house in the Piccadilly area of London. How will we get into the houses? People will see us, said Arthur. Dr. Seward was worried. He thought, Renfield changed again. He spoke to Renfield at the asylum for a while and then left. A nurse found Renfield in his cell. There was a lot of blood. The next day, Dr. Seward, Van Helsing, Arthur and Quincy came to see him. Renfield said to them, Dracula often comes to see me. He gives me animals to eat. Mina is very pale. Dracula's drinking her blood at night. He drinks when she is asleep. He's here now. The 4 men ran to Mina's room. The door was locked. They broke it down. Jonathan was unconscious. Mina was on the bed. Count Dracula stood in front of her. Van Helsing held up a cross. Dracula turned into a bat and flew away.